This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding discussion with President of Finland Alexander Stubb on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They will also exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Several MOUs will be exchanged after the talks. Mr. Stubb arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. He is scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Earlier, External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Finland President Alexander Stubb in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the meeting of the Finnish President with Prime Minister Narendra Modi will further strengthen India-Finland ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 11th edition of RiseNet Dialogue in New Delhi this evening. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, will join the inaugural session as a chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The RiseNet Dialogue will witness participation of representatives from 110 countries, including ministers, former heads of state and heads of government, members of parliament, military commanders, and captains of industry, among others. The theme this year is Sanskar, Assertion, Accommodation, Advancement. India's domestic manufacturing has not only scaled but also reduced mobile data cost by 97%. This was stated by Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia while addressing the session on breaking the cost barrier during the Mobile World Congress 2026 at Barcelona, Spain. The minister underlined that India's transformative model of competitive markets and digital public infrastructure is reshaping affordability, expanding opportunity, and showing that inclusion begins with access.
10 years ago, one GB of India would cost $3 a GB. Today, one GB of data in India costs 9 cents. We have reduced the cost curve by 97%. And that enables wide participation across the length and breadth of our country. And technology in this sense has not merely been an enabler of connectivity, but has equalized opportunity.
Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has confirmed that he will file nominations for the upcoming Rajya Sabha elections. In a social media post, Mr. Kumar said, it has been his desire to become a member of both houses of the Bihar legislature, as well as both houses of parliament. Congress has released a list of 6 candidates for the Rajya Sabha biennial elections. Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states will close today. Polling will be held on the 16th of this month. 7 seats in Maharashtra, 6 seats in Tamil Nadu, 5 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, 4 seats in Odisha, 3 seats in Assam, 2 seats each in Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Haryana, and 1 seat in Himachal Pradesh are falling vacant. Iran today threatened to target Israel's Dimona nuclear site if Israel and the US seek to topple the Iranian regime. This warning came after an open threat from Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, who stated that any new leader brought in by the regime would be considered legitimate target for elimination. Meanwhile, Iran has intensified its combined missile and drone operation as part of the 19th wave of Operation True Promise 4 launched by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Voting continues peacefully in Nepal from 7 a.m. in the morning nationwide today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki, following her voting, shared her thoughts with journalists, expressed her joy at the enthusiastic conduct of the elections. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. The winner of today's match will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.7% higher during afternoon trade today. The Sensex rose 509 points to 79,625, while the Nifty added 176 points to 24,656 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, metal, energy and utilities were leading the gains, while weakness was seen in IT, PSU Bank and FMCG shares. And that is the end of this news bulletin.